Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Great is your mercy towards me. Great is your grace.
me selfish.
Yeah.
me. Your loving kindness towards me. Your tender mercies I see. Day after day, forever faithful towards me.
Oh, yes, you are.
Always providing for me.
Oh,
great is your mercy.
Not an hour, another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make the way as you have done so many times. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. Not another second. Another minute, not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before, to show up and restore all of the faith that I left. While I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in need. I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. Be strong, the feelings of guilt, hurt, shame, and defeat, the ways of trials that beat upon me, but to know, Lord, that in you, I've got victory, yeah. I need you. Not another minute, Lord. Can't wait another day, oh, oh Lord. Please make a way. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Thank you.
very, very, this is Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson, and I want you to take your socks off at Epiphany Radio.
Inspirations Factory. You're joined this evening with myself, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration. And unfortunately, as of yet, Mr. Alonzo has not been able to get in. He's having some technical difficulties, but that's not going to stop us from praising the Lord anyway and enjoying our love of poetry. As you all know, the Inspiration Factory is an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. The brainstorming child of none other than author Larry D. Maddox, also known as For Real the Poet, who also happens to be the CEO of our sponsor, which is Raw Links Jewelry. You can see him on Facebook. You need to see them on Facebook because he's got a line of jewelry that is reasonably priced, beautiful, and a lot of them are made from healing metals. So check it out. You'll be sure to get some. I got mine. You'll want to get yours. 319-527-6300 is the number to dial. And be sure to press 1 on your phone if you'd like to spit a piece, give a testimony, sing a song, have a prayer request, or whatever. You know, we're just here to, as our motto is, iron sharpens iron. We're just here to hold each other up, uplift each other in the midst of all the chaos that is life these days. But one thing that we always do before we get started into the meat of the show is to pray the show in. So if you would just join me for a moment at the throne, clear your minds and humble your hearts. Father God, we come before you this evening to just offer this platform to you, Lord. Have your way, Father God, that something that you encourage us to say, you would use to touch someone else, Father God. We ask that you would cover the callers, those that wanted to call in and couldn't call in, the Epiphany family, Father God. We need you everywhere right now, Lord. Things are very difficult in this world. It looks as if the enemy is winning, but we already know the outcome, that you are the Alpha and the Omega, Father God. So we just ask you to have your way this evening, Father, and to guide our lips and our thoughts to do and say what it is that you would have us say. We love you, and we thank you, and it's in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, that we pray. Amen. Attitude of gratitude is what we're talking about tonight, what we're leaning on tonight. So much of what we go through in life is dictated by our attitudes. If we go into something with a defeatist attitude, 9 times out of 10, we will be defeated. But if we go into those things with an attitude of gratitude, even in the midst of chaos, it's an opportunity for prayer. So we're grateful to God for bringing us into that situation to learn what it is that he would have us to learn through it, to be strengthened as he would have us to be strengthened through that situation. You know, it's all in how you look at things, your attitude. And I'm here to tell you, I've been in some situations where it's proved to me that my mindset is what caused me a lot of the grief that I went through. I'm still a work in progress, trust and believe. I tell people that I am Paul Sampson. Divine Inspiration is who I'm striving to become. So as I work on my attitude, and I become more grateful for the things that I'm involved in, the things that don't look too good, because it's not always the way it seems. But when you look at it from his point of view, it's just an opportunity to pray, to ask him, because he's just waiting for us to ask him. He's faithful to be there. He told us, I will never leave or forsake you. We got to keep that in our minds and in our hearts. And we'll see that he's God. He does not lie. He cannot lie and still be God. So we need to keep that in mind. We're never alone. Never alone. We turn our backs on him. He's never turned his back on us. I'm going to start things off with a piece. It's called Despite How It Looks or Feels. There have been so many times in my life when I saw no way out. Up to my neck in worry and stress, in a terminal case of doubt. And as usual, like most men do, pride, ego, and well, stubbornness clouded what I already knew. There was, is, and always will be help found in righteousness. Lord only knows how many times that all alone thought process postponed my being blessed. How many times has it been proven to me that I'm not alone? I am not in this walk by myself. Despite how it looks or feels, I am heavily loaded in spiritual wealth. Something priceless, more valuable than silver and gold, or, for that matter, anything else. Despite how it looks or feels, I am still a child of the Most High, eternally for saved by the unfathomable sacrifice of Calvary's Hill. I am here to serve a purpose and to complete my task. Joy comes in the morning, and this bump in the road will not last. Despite how it looks or feels, the mercy and grace of God is real. Faith is the key to overcome. And victory is yours when it's all said and done. In the midst of any storm, it's your attitude that feeds. An attitude of gratitude feeds victory through it all. God is always there waiting for each of us to acknowledge him and his name we call. Your victory is in your attitude. Be sure that yours is one of gratitude and peace. I am in church this evening. We had a consecration service, and that was a powerful service. My nephew, who is also my pastor, he has the anointing oil made from the same spices that the anointing oil was spoken about in the Bible, and he purchases it and gives a bottle to each one of us, and he anoints us with that on these services and prays over us. And one of the things he spoke about was our mindsets. And it was, I'm not going to say ironic, because there's no confusion with Christ, but it was confirmation for me that this was the platform for tonight. We got to keep our mind right. Who was it? Joyce Myers wrote that book, The Battlefield in the Mind. It's in our mind that our battles are lost, because we think that we can't do, or we think that, oh, woe is me, and we think that this looks too much, that I can't handle it. Get off that pity party. Get off that defeatist mindset. The Bible tells you, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And each day I'm learning more and more that it's true. You know, faith is that muscle that the more you use it, the stronger it gets. So I'm going to the gym, to God's gym, and work on that faith muscle. I need to be diesel with my faith. I see my brother Alonzo has managed to get in. Welcome, Alonzo. What's going on, my brother? How are you tonight?
Oh, man, I'm pulling up. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing wonderful. Wonderful. I said I got out of church about an hour and a half ago. This is 8:00, 8:30, 2 hours ago. we're getting ready for, on the 27th, a 6-hour prayer session. And I've committed to be there for the entire 6 hours. It's on the 27th, which is a Saturday. And I'm kind of looking forward to it. And there's part of me just saying, my God, that's a long time. But in hindsight, when I think about, man, look, I could spend 6 hours at a sporting event or something like that. I could spend 6 hours in the street. I could spend hours and hours on the internet. Why can't I give him 6 hours? Once again, it's the attitude, you know. So I'm looking forward to this. I think it's going to be a lot. There's a group coming up from Miami or somewhere in Florida that's, their ministry is to go from city to city to city and just spread the word. And they contacted my pastor, and so we're kind of hyped about worshiping and fellowshipping with them on the 27th. I'm not sure if it's going to be live streamed or not, but if it is, I'll be sure to post it so you guys can spend some time there as well. You know, he's already given the okay that it's, you know, 6 hours everybody can do. So if you want to come for a couple of hours and go home, he's encouraging us all to be there for that last hour, you know, so we can close together. But I'm kind of looking forward to that. Kind of looking forward to that. I see we have a 732 number. I'm not going to throw you under the bus by calling your name out, but we'd love to hear from you. So why don't you press that one and raise your hand? Because I know the Lord has a lot to say through you. But I said, I'm not going to call your name out. Alonzo, I just brought you in. You didn't have to raise your hand. I saw your number. I said, okay, you got it. But, hey. So, yeah. You know I'm throwing you under the bus. I should stop.
Yeah, eventually.
That.
But they. I said eventually. I understand. Yeah. I'm glad that you're giving me some cushion, some love space.
Oh. They pinned that on me years ago, and I guess I've upheld that moniker. But it's a good thing. But what do you think about tonight's theme or the flow of the show?
Let me just start off with the piece that you had laid down, like your work is never ending, so on a deep end, I feel like where this is the time that we all need to wake up anyway to start working together.
Yes.
And it's hard to do that for the sole fact that a lot of us don't know our position. Everybody's got an answer to the problem, but don't want to play their part. You know, the piece that you brought kind of just reiterated, like, play your part. You know what I mean? Wake up. We're running out of time.
Yes, indeed. That is the truth. I mean, I see so many people being called home. You know, tomorrow's not promised to any of us. So before we get that final call, I think that we might want to make sure that we're right, or we're striving to be right. You know, just submit to him. He knows we're not perfect, and he doesn't expect perfection. He expects humility and submission and the striving to be obedient. You know, and that's the hard part. That's the hard part, because we want when we want, and we want it when we want it. And most of the time, we want it right now. But the things that are done properly, when it's in his timing, and we just fall back and get out of his way. It's amazing the things that he has for us if we just get out of his way. We hold up our own blessings.
Amen.
More times than not. You know, I'm a little long in the tooth getting there anyway, and it's taken me a while. There's some blessings that I still haven't received because I've been in his way. Then there are some that I, like the children of Israel, because they were in his way, they turned an 11-day journey into 40 years wandering in the desert. But even in them 40 years, the shoes never wore out, the clothes never wore out. They never went hungry. They never went without water. They were never attacked. God provided for them for 40 years. And it took 40 years for them to finally just wake up and say, well, wow, he is here. Let's hope that it don't take us 40 years.
It took us longer.
Yeah, truth be
just
told.
For the simple fact that, that we were that, that we like back then,
like back
just
then,
even listening to the stories they told today, they was in a group, so they had that benefit. They got the message told in the group. Yeah, they were still hard-headed. But over the years, we've been dispersed. So we're still trying to find this message dispersed, let alone trying to gather back together as a group to get let across the way.
To get let across the way, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And, you know, back with a lot of those biblical stories, he was very in your face with his presence. I mean, they were facing Pharaoh's army coming at them behind them to kill them. And the Red Sea, they saw God part the Red Sea that they could pass through that sea on dry land, mind you, come up on the bank of the bank in safety. And then the sea crashed down and destroyed their enemies. They saw him guiding them at night with a pillar of fire. And still, they were disobedient and doubted God. So I think that's why now he wants us to come to him and rely on him in faith. Because obviously when it was right in our face, we still didn't do it. So now we need to have our faith to get through our own wilderness. Each time it comes up, we need to have the faith that it's going to happen. Yeah, and I, from my perspective, I kind of don't blame him for not showing as greatly his presence in our lives because apparently it didn't work. We're going to do what we want to do anyway. So we need to have faith and we need to submit and recognize that we don't have all the answers and we cannot do it on our own. We need him. Because once we forfeited the paradise on earth that he created for us to Satan by sinning, we opened the door for a plethora of difficulties. But through it all, he's still there with us. So I am so grateful that he still is there with us. And I'm grateful that in the midst of me turning my back on him, me doing all sorts of things that he didn't want, he still was there for me. He still loved me. He still covered me. He still protected me. He still brought me through. And he convicted me. And now I'm starting to learn to listen to him, not just in my head is think about, well, yeah, it's supposed to be this way, and making up excuses on why I can do what I want to do anyway, you know, because I know he'll forgive me. But you can't count on him being forgiving forever. There's going to come a time when he's going to put you in that category of reprobate, which means you're beyond help. He recognizes that you refuse to accept him, like Satan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that you do not want to ever be labeled. At least I don't. I can't speak for nobody else, but I sure don't want that. So for me and my house, we're going to strive to do it better. Even if I just get better at one thing a day, them little things add up to bigger things. You know, look at the pyramids. They started from a little grain of sand. And look how they stood for centuries.
Let alone we just see the top.
Yeah, okay. So we need to be grateful. We need to recognize his hand in our lives and be grateful for those things that he does, and even grateful for those things that he allows us to go through, because if you keep your eye on him, you're going to come out on the other end stronger than you were when you went in. I don't know if you have a piece for us for tonight or not, Alonzo, but if you do, I want to play a song before we get to that. And if you don't, I want to play a song anyway. That's okay.
Indeed. I appreciate you. Thank you for the invite.
Thank you for the invite.
Oh, you already know. And I, once again, I want to tell you, on the last platform with that freestyle yours, man, the automatic, Gina Storm, y'all got some competition in the freestyling arena. This brother is a beast. And with that, I want to play this
why,
one song.
Why you trying to start problems? Why you trying to start problems? Go ahead.
Well, see, what had happened was... He ain't done with me yet.
Amen.
Amen.
But I love this song. It's God in Me by Mary Mary.
You're listening to The Sound.
The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, it is your strength.
Come on and help me sing it.
The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy.
Alando, what you got for us, if anything? If not, I got another one I want to do. I don't know. I feel like some poetry tonight, some poetry and praise tied up in one.
Well, I'm just going to keep it honest with you. I don't have a piece tonight, but you already know me on the freestyle. So right now I'm pulled off on the gas station. Just using that as an analogy. I don't have a specific piece for tonight.
You know, we never hold things steadfast. If there's something you want to spit, you're more than welcome to. But if not, we love you still.
No, I appreciate that. I also know you got that track you want to play, so I want to see what you feeling for tonight.
Oh Lord, I should have known better than to give you a choice. But that's all right. That's all right.
Well, I like to use my track as a backup piece for any piece that I don't show up to the show with. I like to use my song as a backup piece.
Okay, I'll let you get that one off. That's what we put them there for, right?
Hello.
We put them there for.
Hello.
I did this one Thursday night, and I just feel like doing it again. So you might want to put your cotton balls in your ear, because I do sing the first verse of it, but that's okay, too. And it's called Amazing Grace.
I'm so ready.
The mic is yours.
The mic is yours, King.
Thank you, King. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. I see the moments taken for granted, where God himself was there with me, protecting and defending me. Now I see where I allowed the defeated enemy to cloud my vision, had me acting like I hadn't already been set free. Set free from the taint of sin that still exists in me. Set free from the reptilian claws of the enemy. The enemy whose sole purpose is to steal my joy, attempting to drag me into the pits of hell with his defeated, lost soul for all eternity. Now, while my vision is clear, I'm crying out, Lord, forgive me. Stay with me, Father, please. Cover me with your amazing grace. Continually, God's amazing grace is a most powerful tool used to empower and uplift a lowly sinner like me. Amazing grace is how we all can be offered the undeserved honor of sharing a season with thee for eternity. Eternally grateful I shall be because of the amazing grace you have bestowed upon me, used to cleanse and restore me, that amazing grace that is amazingly free, blessedly, mercifully available to all, no matter where we may be. Amazingly, God's love for each of us, despite the times we disobeyed, despite the times we walked away, despite the circumstances we've allowed to overshadow thee, the times we actually spit in your face. Father, I exist solely because of your amazing grace. Poem. Without him, I shudder at the thoughts of where I would be. The stories I could tell when he proved me that he was covering me with his amazing grace.
It's just crazy. It's just crazy. It's the definition of grace. The
definition of grace.
He moves
that way. We
that
understand
way.
It one way,
we
but
understand
doing
it one way.
From day one.
One.
I feel like the definition is
like
a little bit deeper with
the
I don't think we'll ever fully understand his grace until we see him face to face. I don't think we're able to even understand all that he does.
I'm trying to.
I know y'all hear the fluctuation.
I know y'all hear the fluctuation.
You kind of fading in and out. I think a lot of times he plants some seeds until we're ready to understand it, and then it comes to bear. He's preparing us for something that has yet to come.
And I like the fact that
we've been able to understand and to absorb thus far as his grace is concerned. Like he said about the pyramids, that's just the tip of it, the tip of it, like an iceberg.
Right.
We might see a 5-mile-high piece of iceberg, but there's 10, 20 miles of it underneath the surface that we haven't even noticed. I think his grace is the same way. You know, but you know what I did happen to find in the... Okay. And even then, there's a lot more that you won't see or understand just yet. But it all comes to us when we have matured enough to understand it and to receive it and not let it go to waste.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
Think about that scripture.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The scripture that says, don't cast your pearls before swine. You know, he's not going to give those pearls of wisdom or of knowledge to us until we're able to appreciate it and put it into practice.
Really, though.
Really, though.
And yet he still gives us the choice to do that.
You know, and the other crazy part is he originated that sentence. You know, as far as casting the pearls in front of the swine.
In front of the
swine. You know, he speaks in parables from the jump. So it's like you got to break down each word, let alone the picture that he's trying to paint. From the jump. Don't cast your pearls. Where do you get pearls from, first of all? The pearls is, you get your pearls from a high-end
store or,
you know, a unique vendor. You don't go get your pearls anywhere. And for him to sit there and say that from the jump, you don't go throw your high taste into the in front of the mud, in front of the slop. Then you think about why he put it together.
And when you really think about it, a pearl is just a piece of sand or some impure thing that was caught up in the mouth of a crustacean, of an oyster.
Bottom feeder.
And then it turns out to be something so valuable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then to throw it in front of a swine, which at that time was unclean. So, I mean, there's just so many different pieces of meat in there.
Right.
Like you said, you really have to break this down because it's deep. That might even be something I might want to try to do a study on to just because there's a lot in that when you really.
That was just the beginning of the sentence.
That was just the beginning of the sentence.
Yeah. And his parables are opportunities to really dig deep. I think he does that just to see how hungry you are to understand all that he has for you, all that he wants.
That's why I give him mad respect.
That's
like, who would think of that from the jump? I mean, the teacher. Like, that's the best teacher. What teacher would teach you that? I'm not even thinking money. I'm not even thinking of the whole business. Just little simple things like that.
Man, and that's why, you know, or at least for myself, and I've heard other people say the same thing, that there's times when you'll read a scripture and you understand it at that point, and a few years later you might read that scripture again and you get a whole new understanding of it, a whole new meaning, and to add upon what you've already surmised it to mean. And that's one of the reasons why I think they say the Bible is the living word of God, because it's ever growing. It's ever teaching you more things from the exact same scripture. You can read a scripture 20 times and get 20 more weapons in your arsenal from that same scripture.
Every time.
It's just, man, it's mind-boggling, the complexity and the power and the love that's incorporated and infused in every word of.
Okay, it's like learning your favorite song. Like learning your favorite all over song. Again.
All over again.
Mm-hmm. And it becoming a deeper a favorite song.
Yeah.
Another reason.
Yeah.
You get more.
You remember back in the days
time.
When you used to actually buy an album and actually play an album from song one to the last song?
One to the last song?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
That's, to me, that's what
well,
the Bible
when
is.
We got
the
old scratch.
When CDs was really popping.
Okay. I don't know. I used to get a song on a cassette and just have it repeat itself. That one song over and over and over again. Sometimes people get sick of it. But I would never get tired of certain songs. You know, because each time I hear it, it just does something new to me. You know?
That's exactly how I see the Bible as an album. You know what I mean? And just like you said, some people like certain songs on the album. I remember back when you could play the album from first album, I mean first song to the last song, and be like, you know what? And every time you play it,
like,
oh, yeah, I didn't hear it the last go around. Oh, start snapping fingers and bobbing your head. Put that thing in rotation.
Or a movie that you've watched, and you really like that movie, and you see it again, you always see something that you didn't see the first time. And I mirror that to our walk sometimes. You know, or reading the scripture, there's things that we allow a distraction from watching that movie. You know, I might have got up to go to the bathroom and come back, so I missed a part. But then when I see it the next time, oh, wow, I didn't see that before. You know, because we allow worldly distractions to take us off of what we were focusing on. And that's the same with the Bible. When we allow the enemy or ourselves to distract us from the purpose of that, we miss out on something. So it's a good thing to go back to it again and again and again, because each time you're going to get something that you missed the first time. And that's why it's so important to pray first to try to block the enemy from distracting you, because he definitely does not want you to get geared up and armored up with the power that's in that written word of the Bible, because he knows then you're going to be able to defeat him. So he's going to try to distract you, or us being us, we're going to try to distract ourselves. I don't understand that one, sir. I'm going to skip over that. No, that means you're supposed to study to show thyself approved.
And this is what I was saying earlier, too. How do we distract ourselves? We had to get taught this. You know what I mean? We don't just wake up and be like, I'm going to go get it. Somebody had to teach you. And even in your adult life, somebody had to show you on a regular basis. Because as a kid, you got, you know, what we call ADHD today. So you're not going to pay attention for no more than 2 minutes. But as adults, you're going to start paying attention longer and longer. So somebody had to guide you, even in your adult life. I was always taught, whoever you listen to the most is who you're going to become.
There you go.
And as a kid, you know we don't listen to nothing.
Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth? That's why we bump our butt so much. But that's a teacher in and of itself.
Right. That
hopefully
that still kept us humble too. The humble back then as a kid ain't the same humble you get as an adult.
Not by a long shot. Not by a long shot. You know what I found in the studio, Alonzo? Something called Why Did You Choose Me? I told you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You got that
crooked smile. I sure do. Are you looking through my phone? What say you to playing that one?
Yes, sir. I'm always intrigued. Yes,
I'm always intrigued.
I would love for the audience to understand where I came from. So I feel the more that you hear this,
the more that
you too will start getting addicted to it, start humming, the feeling and the energy.
Well, I know that's right. So with that being said, King, the mic is yours.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. That's an interesting question.
Why did you choose me?
You know, I could see a little confusion. I said, well, why would you choose me? You know, to bring me to those things that you brought me to, to use me to, some of the things that you used me for. But I can also see a little bit of pride in that. You know, wow, he did choose me, you know. That song makes me think of a lot of things. It's a question that you won't get answered on this side of glory, but it's definitely one to ponder upon, because there's, you know, thank God he's no respecter of persons, but it just boggles my mind sometimes when I think about, why would you choose me? You know, because I'm a knucklehead. Why would you choose me to do some of the things that you've allowed me to do, that you've called me to do, and that you've brought me through? Why'd you choose me? You know, that's
right. And it's
right.
That's a mouthful in and of itself.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And the motivational thing, too, because it's like, really, why would you choose me? I don't have a doctorate degree. I don't ride around in the Benz. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a scholar of any college. So I don't know why you think the words that I choose to say would be the ones that be remembered, besides the fact that I know that you already did this before me, and that you had taught me to actually to follow suit. You know, instead of trying to do this by my own, you taught me along the way to obey, to believe, to deny thyself, pick up the cross, and follow you. So in a sense, you know what I mean? Like, that's the motivational side. Why? Instead of saying, why did you choose me, why not, you know? But I chose, why did you choose me? Because, like I said, the more you listen to it, I want to start tickling your brain. I want us to grow together.
That's one of the reasons he chose me.
Right.
Right.
But you know who asked? Who also asked that question?
Oh.
Moses.
Ooh. Job. I thought you were talking about today, but you're talking about biblical. Yeah, I can take a couple of them.
Yeah, because when he told Moses that he was the one to go to get his, to set his people free. Why me, Lord? Why? You know, I can't speak right.
Yeah.
You know?
I got a stuttering issue.
But there's a... It's a shame to use this analogy, but there was a Budweiser commercial that said, "Why ask why?"
Try Bud, try, yeah.
Try Bud, try, yeah.
Yeah. But why ask why? Because at the end of the day, because, like parents used to do back in the old day when you asked them, "But why?" "Because I said so."
Right. Right. Don't
because I did.
Don't do what I say.
But don't do what I do. Do what I tell you to do. But
yeah.
With him, it's a whole lot different.
Do what
I'm doing as well as what I tell you to do, because I'm telling you to do the same thing that I'm doing. He kicks it up a notch.
Okay.
There's a lot of need in that.
Job had the same issue.
Because Job was a righteous man.
Mm-hmm.
And he got beset with everything. Things that 90% of the people I know would have tapped out on. His wife even told him, "Why don't you just curse God and die?"
Okay.
But he never did.
Okay.
I never said there's anything wrong with questioning him. You can ask him why. But you still do what he tell you to do at the same time. But you can ask him why.
There you go.
I think that in the doing what he tells you to do, you'll answer your own question.
Every time, though, that's the crazy part. So you just got to know to go through it. It's okay to go through it, regardless of the struggle. As long as you play him first, you will make it through.
That's where that faith comes in, because You're going to have faith that, you know, even though I don't know why I'm doing this or why he wants me to do this or why he's doing this, but I do know at the end of the day, it's going to be for his glory and my benefit.
Hello, Roman.
Hello, Roman.
You know what? I like to follow that piece up with this song right here, if you don't mind, sir.
Do you? Yes, sir.
It's called Live Through It by James Fortune.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Fight of your life.
this life after this is over.
Powerful statement right there. And my studio just disappeared, and I'm trying to get it back on. Can you hear me, Alonzo?
Loud and clear. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Can you hear me? Okay. So until it comes back up, we can't play no more music, but that's okay. At least we're not going to have dead silence. The enemy trying to do some things here, but that's okay.
You've been doing it for like the past 90 days. I'm trying to figure out what's really going on around the streets.
I know, right? This, I don't know. I think Blog Talk is I don't know, compromised or something. But that's okay. Because
that's what it sounds like.
We'll find
that's
a way. Like. We'll find it's a
okay.
way.
I'm up. I'm going to stick to operator error for right now on my end. I don't know about our end. On my end, I'm thinking it's because I lack the knowledge of how to program the program.
How to program
the program. I don't know about that because this thing, I've been doing it for a little bit, and it's still acting a fool. But that's okay because it's not going to stop us from doing what we came here to do. And that's just the... Like I said, iron sharpening iron and celebrating Lord and celebrating our gifts of poetry, our gifts of teaching one another. Iron sharpens iron. I see we have another caller, 832. If you want to share something with us, be sure to press 1 so that we know you want to come on live and we'll bring you in. But in the meantime, in between time, we just having fun, just busting it up with one another. And I see that hand got raised real quick, so I'm gonna shut my mouth up for a half a second and bring this person on. Area code 832. Who do we have?
This the poet. What's going on, poet. Man?
What's going on, man?
What's up? Why don't you let everybody else know who we got in the house right now? Glad to see me, though.
We're echoing right now, but I can hear you.
Do you have another device?
Yes, we can.
But I do hear the echo. Do you have another device?
No, this is my cell phone.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, as long as you turn it on
the
radio
down. I heard the problem earlier. And as you were saying, they were having technical difficulties or whatever it was. I was like you and I were just messaging a little while ago, and I was trying to wait to see if it would stop echoing. But I'm not sure what's going on. I almost thought about hanging up and calling back in.
But it sounds pretty good now.
Still echoing on my end.
I don't hear it anymore.
Is your radio up?
No, I have nothing else. This is different. This never happened.
Welcome to Blog Talk.
Okay. Hey, right?
I'm going to hang up, and I'm going to call back in, and we're going to open your mic as soon as you do.
All right, brother.
This is the poet from Houston, Texas, and I'm going to call y'all back shortly.
All right, perfect.
All right.
He's acting crazy tonight, but that's okay. We got God in the house. And with that, we can't go wrong.
Look, we got the devil in the house, too. Look, we got the devil in the house. And obviously, he got his system on full blast because we got reverb in the background.
See, he still got that old Wi-Fi, hi-fi system. You know, back in the old days, he used to have on hi-fis.
Yeah, baby. Okay. The AOL, the dial-up.
Oh, Lord, don't talk about no AOL because I still got my AOL account.
let me get it there. Yahoo.
Oh man, you had to do that one. But you remember that sound that it used to make when the AOL was, man, look. I'm really showing my age.
Oh yeah. I'm just saying, look, I'm right there with you. Don't feel
I'm
alone.
Right
I'm right
you.
There with you.
Come on, I'm with you.
I bet you will never hear a Yahoo commercial.
I bet you will never hear
for another 10 years.
For
like the way you just heard it right now.
You just heard it right now.
I know that's right. But you know what? Don't laugh, but I was upset when they finally just erased MySpace. Because when all the other platforms came up, I was still jumping back on MySpace, but then they just shut it down now, so you can't even find your MySpace page, I don't think, anymore.
Yeah, look, I did the same thing.
I used to post my music on MySpace.
I'm dating myself, too. But I used to post my music on MySpace, and for a minute when the transition was happening,
when
you go back to the MySpace and download the music and try to put it on other platforms. No, I'm not giving my age away.
I was never smart enough to try to even attempt none of that extra fancy stuff. But I was a little space left because I'm just getting to the point where I could do some things with MySpace. Then they want to upgrade to something else. And then when they got the AOL, then they came to all this stuff. Man, look, those of like me, myself, that are not technically advanced, that caused a little angst within my soul. But that's all right. I figured some things out, and I'm quick to ask for help.
Okay.
Real quick. Come on there, brother. By the way, that was Anthony the Poet Richardson that was just on the line. Yeah, we had been texting one of each other. We ran into each other Clubhouse somewhere. And then he backpaced me in. Yeah, he was going to try to get in if he could. I said, we'd love to have you. But because I heard what he spit over there, and I like the brother. I like what he got to say. So,
Good job.
Call back in.
Good job.
Sure. But you know what? I'm going to play one of my tracks. I got one track in the studio that someone put some music to. And it's something that is near and dear to my heart. And I'm just going to shut my mouth and play this piece while we wait for Brother Anthony to call back in. And this piece is called This Place.
Yes, sir.
This Place by Divine Inspiration. There is this place of three hearts and a cotton. A place where in time so often you become forgot and you're forced to survive in a state of not a lot. A place where you are surrounded by degrees of pain, frustration abounds, threatening to drive you insane. And despite all quote-unquote efforts, there is very little you actually gain. There is this place resembling a private zoo where freedoms and dignity are stripped from you. And the majority of the exhibits are people of color too. The quote-unquote throwaway of this red, white, and blue. This place where time seems to practically stop. This place that has made you the most recent cash crop, and odds are stacked to prevent you from ever rising to the top. A place you can rarely, if ever, escape from completely. It shall follow you and haunt you, and not very discreetly. And label you, hinder you, and attempt to destroy you cold-bloodedly. A place designed to break the spirit of those who look like you and me. And more often than not, this place is cast upon you unjustly. I have been to that place to serve my time. And if that time is served, I will kiss my own behind. Because 16 years later, I am still being punished for my crime. time served is naught but another of their lies. This place affects nearly every home of the black race, caused oceans of tears to fall from hundreds of thousands of innocent black faces, as racial ambiguity governs most cases. Rehabilitation and preparation for your release are disturbingly slim, because they really want to and wait to welcome you back in with a snide, sadistic, inhumane grin. This disproportionate incarceration of Nubian kings must cease. It's destroying our family structure, swapping pain for peace, leaving feelings of abandonment from daughter, son, wives, husbands, nephew, and niece. Financial despair arises in your stead. Families engulfed with heartbreak and dread. And the enemy is loose trying to get into and mess up your head. This vicious crippling cycle must be stopped. Far too many gallons of black blood end up in a mop, and their meaning of rehabilitation is a flop. And concern for their future can be measured in one single drop. This place must be rehabilitated, because it is surely broke. The steps taken to prepare them for release is a sick joke. It's merely a place where the reality of recidivism is stoked and dreams of success are intentionally choked. We must stand together and confront this place. This place that is filling our sons, daughters with unwarranted disgrace, where the pains and horrors can never be erased. God knows we must stand up and rehabilitate this place. This place needs to be removed from time and space. Immediate return to the word and will of God and his everlasting grace would surely prevent many of our men, women, and children from ever seeing the inside of this place. We need to remove ourselves from the enemy's hand and end this ungodly incarceration of the Nubian man.
Alas, but this will never occur if we can't unite and stand. More importantly, return to the will of the great I am. There is this place of three hot synagogues, a place where in time so often we become forgotten. There is this place of three hot synagogues, a place where in time so often we become forgotten. There is this place of three hot synagogues, a place where in time so often we become forgotten.
This place. This place.
Yeah, there's too many of us behind them bars, locked up and locked away, and the residual effect of it is just ridiculous. But like I said, or like the piece said, oh, by the way, that was Pharrell the poet that did the music to that. I think he did his thing today. That was the first time I ever had something done like that, and I was kind of hyped about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, we need, once we return to God's will, you know, a whole lot of us won't be in those places.
Yes, sir. No, that was a good piece. Yes, sir. No, that was a good piece. Composure, the whole production.
And then shout out.
Yes, sir.
He's so talented in so many areas.
But you know, Epiphany has got so much talent in it. If you need like event pages and stuff or all those lines made up or anything like that, David Mott is a beast when it comes to that, and he's very, very reasonable. So if you need any graphic work done, anything along the lines, check out David Mott, Mr. Metaphoria.
Indeed.
Not only is he one tremendous poet, but he as well wears several hats.
Mr. David.
We just found out. You could sing a little something too there, brother. Who? Who? You ain't no Al. Yeah. We know who.
I almost walked out of the door. I almost made it out of the door. What you mean? Out of
the door. The proof is in the studio.
I'm not in the studio. I'm not here.
But your piece is in the studio. The one we played, that track we played a little earlier.
Yeah. No, nobody knows that but you. No, nobody knows that. What are you trying to say, Rick? What are you doing?
We all know it now. It's known around the world.
No, I appreciate it. No, look. Okay. I appreciate the compliment. Those are backyard movies.
Those are backyard movies.
That's meant for, you know, the barbecue session. You know,
we all sit around and
talk about the week and our highlights. And things of that like that. I'm not as good as you guys. I feel like my pieces affect people
like the way yours affect me.
And guess what? I can't speak for everybody, but I feel the exact same way. So I think that that's part of what makes us who we are, because I think that when we get to the point where we get too full of ourselves and think that, yeah, I'm that man and all that stuff, that's when we lose the real fire behind our pieces.
Yeah.
Once you think that you got there, then where else is there to go? You know, so I'm grateful because I listen to some of them other people. I said, man, look, one day I'll get to that level. But then I hear people like you say things like what you say about my pieces, and that inspires me to continue doing what I'm doing, because apparently it does something for somebody, because I guess we all are our own worst critics, but
hello.
It don't matter. I feel that this is something God wants me to do, so I'm going to do it regardless. Because even somebody that stutters can free a nation, the nation of Israel, when God is behind it. So I'm in good hands. You know, we're in good hands when we allow him to help us do some things. Because, you know, he is the author and finisher of our faith.
Amen.
And you know who else believes that? This brother named Israel Haunton with a piece called Alpha and Omega.
You are Alpha and Omega. We
You are Alpha and Omega.
tomorrow. The devil is busy up in here tonight. My screen just went blank again. Trying to bring it back so we can open mics and continue doing what we're doing here. But in the meantime, in between time, come on, baby, you can do it. I think we might be in luck just now. You with me, Alonzo?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. What's going on with this thing? This is crazy. Now I can't access the music. This is far from funny. It just blanked out again. So that means I'm going to have to be creative here. Let me look into my bag of tricks here and pull out a piece. This is something okay, I'm going to do this one. This is something that's going into my next book called Reflections, or one of my next books. I got a few of them that I'm planning on putting together. But, wait a minute. No, I'm not going to speak on it just yet. Looks like we might be in luck. Might be. I won't speak too soon, though. All righty. We might. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. I'm scrolling down to my music. And it's letting me. Uh-oh. Look at God. Look at God. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Because he got popped up just in time. I want y'all to hear this one right here.
Oh, this is Paulie. Let the church say amen. La da dee la la la. La da la la la. La la la.
You're listening to Epiphany Radio.
Oh, well, excuse me.
On the For Real Entertainment Network.
Oh, well, he sound like he's from England or something. I don't know. La 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 la. La da dee da da. La. La da da da.
Epiphany Radio. Epiphany Radio.
Tell one more person. Tell one more person. If you're looking for somebody, he's gone. And he don't need nobody else. There's no question of your greatness, no searching of your power. Oh, the wonder of your glory, to you 40 years is but 1 hour. Your knowledge is all-encompassing, to your wisdom there is no end. For you alone are God. You are God alone. Your mercy is everlasting. Your truth is here always. You are he who was and is to come. Who is he that can number your days? You flung the sun to burn in space, and the night moon powers light from day. Oh, you alone, your God. Your God, Elohim, you're everything I need. You are God alone. No one till the
To be blessed by Anthony Richardson, also known as the poet, but it seems his call has dropped. And we're coming up on the 10 o'clock hour. So before we get to that point, because I may just keep on going with some music ministry, but you won't be able to call in after 10 o'clock. So 319-527-6300 is the number that you would want to dial. Please be sure to press 1 if you want to get in and say something before we set things down. I said the enemy is busy, but that's okay because God is busier. It's been an awesome show, though. I thoroughly enjoyed myself tonight. Alonzo, do you got anything that you want to say before we start winding things down a little bit?
As always, I'd like to thank everybody that called in and tuned in, whether they called in or they're listening online. I'd like to thank everybody that tuned in and put their piece in. Every week is different, so tune in next week, same time, same channel.
Absolutely. I just received a message that one of our Epiphany family members is under the weather. That's Ms. ZIP. I'm going to include her in our closing prayer. But before we get to that, I do want to put out there that if there's anybody listening that is curious about this Jesus or the God that you hear us speaking about so often, and you just want a little bit of information about what it's about, be sure to hit me up on Facebook. I have no problems spending time with you to show you biblically what it is that we're talking about. Myself, I'm sure Mr. Alonzo would avail himself of the same thing, and pretty much anybody in the Epiphany family, I'm sure, would. But you can also call in and raise your hand and ask some questions. We'd be sure to discuss some things with you. You know, there's no platform that I'm going to be attached to that we don't have time to speak about God and to share the word of God. So feel free to ask your questions. That's the only way you're going to get any answers. So right now, if you guys would like to join me at the throne. Heavenly Father, we just come before you again, thanking you for the time that you've allowed us to fellowship on this evening. Father God, you see the difficulties we've had, but still and yet, in the midst of those difficulties, you were there. Your word was still shared, preached. You were still worshiped and praised. And we thank you, Lord. We feel your presence here, Lord. Despite any wiles of the enemy, we know that you are greater and that your word will not go out and return void without achieving the purpose for which it was sent. So we thank you for that. Father God, we want to hold up one of Epiphany's members, Ms. VIP, Father God. She's under the weather. We don't need to know what it is that's bothering her, Father God, because you know. We just ask that you would give her peace in this storm, that you would comfort her, that you would heal her, Lord, if that be your will. Use this as another opportunity for her to pray, Father God. We have a few minutes left before this platform ends, but we are not leaving your presence. We may leave this platform, Father, but we are always there with you, and you are always there in our midst. And we thank you and we love you, Lord, for all that you're doing, all that you will do. And it's in the mighty and precious and matchless name of Jesus the Christ that we pray. Amen. Woo-wee! Gina Storm, you talk about cutting it to the very last second, Gina Storm. Welcome, Queen.
All I'm going to say is but God, because I swear I was going to the fire. I was going to the fire.
I think you practiced that one.
I've been a timekeeper since way back.
But you sure proved your worth tonight.
Can you hear me?
That
can I take all my earbuds?
Yes,
do you want me to do earbuds? Talk to you on my phone. Okay.
You made it in with 15 seconds to spare.
You saw when I tell you they were like, Gina Storm, count down the room. And I'm like, this room was self-construction 5, 4, 3, 2. And I entered the room before I got to 3 so I could get here. Because I promised you I would be in tech.
Well, we always understand that life happens, but I'm just glad to hear that you made it here tonight. Oh, I mentioned you earlier. I mentioned you and Automatic earlier because you two are the two go-to freestyle artists. But if you were here last week, you would have heard that y'all got a little bit of competition. I'm not going to say competition, but y'all have some company in the freestyle realm. And I'm going to throw him under the bus. It's not throwing him under the bus. It's giving him his accolades. And that is no one other than Mr. Alonzo. He spit a piece last, freestyled a piece last week.
No. You're throwing me under the bus now. You're throwing me under the bus now. The way you set that up, that's not under the bus.
He did that off the dome?
Yes, he did. last week he did some off the dome, and it was fantabulous.
That's nice.
Yes, he did.
That's nice.
And so that shows you what you can do when you let go. What did you say,
Pastor.
Tina?
Say it again, Pastor. That's what happens when you let go and let God.
Oh, I was saying,
you know,
I wasn't throwing him under the bus.
I tell people,
freestyling is just poetry.
If you feel like your poetry is God,
he will not let you wander. He'll give you the rest.
That's what we were talking about pretty much the whole platform. It's the attitude of gratitude.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about. You know, in the midst of the storms, your mindset is what's going to either get you through or get you caught up in that storm. But when you still got that gratitude in the midst of that storm, that attitude, land up. You coming through with bells ringing, with more armor on to face the next storm. But if you get to adapt that defeatist attitude, you're going to wallow in that muck and mire, and you're going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're not trusting God and trusting the process. He'll bring you through, and bring you through stronger than you was when you went in it. We're now into the overtime hour, so it's just the three of us.
Okay.
It's just the three of us.
That
brother can sing a little, too. You missed that part, too. I'm sorry, Alonzo.
I love it here.
I swear this bus just gets longer and longer. I swear this bus is just extenuating.
I'm going to tell you this one right now. I'm going to give you this heads up, though, Alonzo. If you call me to fuss me out after the show, I'm not answering your calls. Just so you know.
I'm sending you a voice video message. You got to see an ass in it.
But before you can do all of that, and before this blog talk chaos that's been going on tonight can do anything else, Gina, did you bring to bless us with?
I'm going to have to go off the dome the bar has been set real high. I got to defend my title.
Challenge. But it's all done in family love. That's the beautiful thing about it.
Absolutely.
Because when we're doing things.
It's not a competition.
When we're doing things for God, everybody's a winner. There's no competition. It's just all praising in our own ways of praising Him. And in that, everybody wins. We just got to play our part. And with that, I'm going to mute my mic. And the mic is yours, Queen.
Thank you. This is a poetry prompt to a picture that I saw in 2013. And the picture says, God has no phone, but I talk to Him. He has no Facebook, but He is my friend. He doesn't have Twitter, but I still follow Him. I titled this piece, My Best Friend. For those of you who never are surprised, when they realize that some things are seen and felt by the heart rather than the eyes. And when I'm down, my Father lifts me up. He helps me go if I never try to stop. Forgives when I repent. I have talks with Him, and it's always time well spent. I wouldn't be poetically able to do this if He had not provided the gift to me, and if it wasn't mine to give, He wouldn't have given. I know that my poetic gift is heaven sent. And when my voice was restored after I couldn't speak, I promised to praise Him. These words I truly meant. So, my best friend, other than God, would be my mommy. She loves and teaches me, forgives and cherishes, you see. And one day, with tear-filled eyes, I read a poem penned by her to me. I respect and rely on her. She's an awesome mother forever to me and all of my brothers. See, we spend quality time together, and most days I'm here in the same home with her, and it's strange when we're apart. I used to spend little time in the house, but her house was a home that was built on love, and now that we live here, so all I can say is, God, you knew what I needed and where I needed to be. So I needed to put down some roots, even if I didn't still have my own home to reside in. You see, I am going to be in a holding pattern right now. I'm resting, reflecting, and preparing for my last husband. And when he finds me, I'll be his good thing. So among the best of the friends in my life and those who are kin, some by blood and others by poetry, and then a few from love, as long as we have a relationship with our Creator, our connection is a blessing. And earthly ones teach valuable lessons, and they also can reduce stress. One of my lives has gave me things that I will always cherish. This is my stockpile. These are the treasures that I have while I'm here on earth. I don't know what the future is going to hold, but I know who I promised myself to, who I follow, and do not question, because if you move this, you do so too. You make a best friend out of your Creator, because God is the only person who can make your life greater. And if you're waiting on a phone call, it's not coming. That's not the context of y'all. And if you try to send a friend request out to your Heavenly Father, neither is he on Twitter. So I would still follow him. And I would read his word, and I would preach it every single day. And as long as he guides my steps, I will follow the place that he takes. And I'm not worried about tomorrow, because I'm living for today. Tomorrow has its own problems, worries, anxieties, and things that will go wrong. But right now, on this Sunday evening, on tonight, while I'm in the sanctuary, here at Epiphany Radio, we're on the same network and the Inspiration Factory. This has been my sanctuary for so long that all I can do is stand up, raise my hands to the air while I close my eyes, and I thank him because he's never left me. I've never been in despair. I've never been wanting. I've never been lacking. I've never gone without. There have been nights when I didn't eat what I wanted to, but my belly was still full. There were times when I slept in a place that was uncomfortable, but I still had somewhere to lay my head that was warm. There have been times in my life that I wish I had more, and I thought that I had a lack, but as a matter of fact, there was nothing in my life that wasn't exact, because he is my best friend. And the reason that my life has been so ultimately filled with grace and mercy is simply because I trust and believe in him. His son laid down his life for me. And it's the reason that I even came to be. So I thank my parents, my mother who's still here, my father who passed. And all I ever want to do is pray, because my best friend means the world to me. I'm Tina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. Thank you.
We had just had a sermon by Pastor Gina. That piece was awesome, Gina. And I love that you refer to him as your best friend. Some people get beside themselves when we refer to God as, because I call him Pop all the time, you know, and they think that, well, I'm being irreverent, but I'm not. I'm giving him a personal attribute. And for you to call him your best friend is a beautiful thing to me. In the real meaning of a friendship, not what they call friends today, a friend is somebody that you've been through the muck and the mire with, and they stood by you. The ones that have shared your happy times, your failures, your successes, your tears, and they stood by your side. That's what a true friend is. Not these fair weather friends that we're so busy giving attributes to today. Just because somebody bought you a few beers in the bar and now all of a sudden that's your buddy, that's your friend. No, it's not. But the true meaning of a friend, for you to give that to him, to me, that means a lot. So I appreciate that aspect of it right there, Gina. And you show your faith in that piece. You show your trust in him in that piece. It's a beautiful piece. And that just came off the dump. See, that's a gift that I really appreciate in others. And I definitely appreciate when you come through with your pieces. You got something for that, Alonzo?
I trust you,
never failed me. Yes.
Thank you, Pastor.
Hey. You really took the words out of my mouth, Brother Paul. Like,
did I?
Yeah. You really did. Like,
you really did. Like,
the moment. Gina said she got a title. I'm like, oh, no, not me. I'm not that one. I ain't even trying to win. This ain't even a title fight about tonight. I'm just, you know what I mean? Like,
you know what I mean? Like,
but, like, but for that to like, be a freestyle, that us, like, on other. I'm not there.
I'm not
like
there.
I told you, brother, I'm not there. I'm just a backyard buggy type freestyle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, guys in the backyard boogieing too. This is iron sharpening iron.
Hey, and that's what I got out of tonight in that piece, all of everybody's pieces. So I respect and I thank you guys for being here on this platform. You're just being the newbie, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes you just ask yourself, like, what are we here for? What are we listening for?
What are we for?
What is the point of us gathering? And when you listen to each one of our pieces and actually sit back and collect, you know what I mean? The information from every person that came to the table. It's amazing what we build at the end of each show. It's just the crazy part.
It really is. Well, it really is. It's amazing.
We're here standing. We're soldiers of God. Not just you, not Paul, not just me, but everyone comes, everyone who listens, everyone who streams, everyone who's online. You don't have to raise your hand and share a piece or hand, but if you believe, and if you need, and if you need, desperation, passion is where you need to show up and show out. Because I don't mind that people.
I don't mind that.
Because like you said in my piece, he's my best friend. There was a time when I was trying to find a good friend and people here on earth that we were all born into faith, striving to be God. We're never going to reach perfection. The only perfection in life is Jesus Christ. He laid his life down on earth. And God does not lie.
Exactly just came out of my mouth a little earlier while you was over interviewing. So, but that just shows there's no confusion in the body of Christ. You know?
Amen.
But, you know, we
the spirit
ain't,
has no reason
are
to
you
argue
with
ourselves.
To go
it's the flesh.
The spirit of confusion.
The spirit
from
of
the enemy.
That's right. And he can't confuse us if we're founded.
Because we are God's
rooted.
Children. We are God.
That's right. Are you at a big rush? Because I know you've been busy tonight, but you got time. Then maybe you might want to do a speed round before we set it down.
You see how you be throwing things in at the last minute?
Yeah,
sometimes
I'm
gonna
go throw my earbuds on the charger, and I'm gonna put my phone on speaker. I'm here for the speed round. Let's go.
Okay, I'll make a plan. Look, don't turn this into one of them clubhouse nights where we bounce from show to show, Gina.
Oh, no.
Alonzo.
Don't throw me into the woods of the bus, Paul. But please know this. I'm a poet that loves poetry. But I love the Lord probably like my mom's granddaughter, Juliana. I wish she was here tonight, but she's in school tomorrow, so she's in the bed.
That's
always there.
That's my girl.
She loves the Lord.
That's my girl.
And
so
I told her that.
About 3 weeks ago, Gene and I met on one platform. I got to hear. Tell her she got to come through one Sunday to let me hear some more from her. I would love to hear more from her. That's my girl there. And Alonzo, you're going to be flabbergasted. You will be flabbergasted.
And now it was
I already heard Thunder and Storm. I heard the duet. Thunder and Storm.
Thunder and Lightning.
That girl ain't
she's
no
11
joking,
now.
But I
oh,
love
yeah.
it again.
She's 11 now.
Y'all getting old.
But Alonzo, you don't know this. She started doing poor tumors to five.
So, look, she's already seasoned.
So she's old
at 11 years old.
Oh yeah, at 11, she's a vet in the poetry game.
Well, I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna play a song, and that'll give everybody time to get a piece together. And then we're gonna come on. We're gonna spit another piece, and then we'll shut things down. Is that okay with everybody?
Amen. Let's go. Yes,
amen.
Indeed.
Let's go.
I'm ready.
Okay.
So put this song on, and then we're gonna go. And when the song ends, I'll start off. Then no, ladies first. We'll let Gina go, then I'll go, then Alonzo can bring it up, and then we'll start closing down. So here we go with Withholding Nothing from William McDowell.
Withholding nothing, I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you. Withholding nothing, withholding.
Come on, you say.
Carolyn, the mic is yours.
Oh, my. Oh, my. I didn't know I was going to be first.
I didn't know I was going to
be first.
But I've been doing
what I've been doing. I've been appreciative. For the life that I live. For the people who love me.
For the people who love me.
And for everything that's happened in between.
For everything that's happened.
There's been good, bad, and ugly.
There's been
all
good,
the time
bad,
I know who never forsakes me. And that was God. He's been here. Holding my hand, wrapping his arms around me, putting me in a loving embrace, letting me know that one day I will see his glorious face. I never thought or questioned any single day of my life what my mission or my purpose was, because immediately he told me what it was. When he took my voice away,
he
silenced me. When I was wheelchair bound and I couldn't walk onto my own feet. When I spent more time in the hospital than I did at home, all I could say is, God, you know. But I was fighting my ex-husband for custody as my daughter was now grown. And the famous three grandchildren that she gave to me are my own. He hasn't even met the younger two, just Juliana, the doctor that we spoke of earlier. That's okay, because the loss is his. And even though he has a son who is younger than my grandson, again, all I can say is, I never left the sanctuary.
I never forsook
the church.
I never put down my Bible.
But I always put in work. Because faith without work.
I
haven't been cremated.
I'm still living.
When I was diagnosed at 27 with lupus and they gave me the 30 to live, all I could tell them was the pregnancy medicine, but I will be healed.
Because
God is a healer and redeemer. I had my back and he still does. I'm 54 today. Able to be the GG to my grandchildren. And even if I never get married again, I've been married and divorced twice. No, my two ex-husbands are first and second biblical. Solomon and Moses. And that's okay. Not a deficit.
It's
practice. Just for me to know what I will and will not do.
What
I can and cannot tolerate.
How
I will be the best wife that I can
be.
And I am someone's good thing. This is the blueprint for how you need to love me. If you're a freaking man and you're following Christ and you want to love me like he does the church,
then
you need to put in the work.
I've
been doing it diligently for all of my days. The only thing that I ask is that you not waste single moment of my time. As long as I'm here, my light will shine. God has my back. Previously, he's my best friend.
So
it's not his will for me to get married again. So be it. I'll be single. But I will be a shining example. For
when
you're with no husband, or been married previously, of how to be women of God. And hold them to their integrity. And you don't have to be out here loose and wild in these streets in order for you to compete with the people who are models and have naked on social media. That ain't for me. The reality is, I want to
be who I am.
And I know who my father is.
Most
God above. God is continuously to receive his love. I'm Gina Storm, and that's my team.
Winds of change. Can you feel the ominous increase and building up of a torrential downpour? A tsunami of debilitating stuff. Stuff that is hindering you, distracting you, binding and even blinding you. Blinding you from the simple truth of things. Even blinding you from your fueling your own storms. Storms that are beating you down. Storms that may have literally knocked off your royal crown. Those crowns that had previously set us apart as children of the Most High God. So now it seems you are close to being destroyed by what the enemy sends to knock you down. Down into the fetid puddles and the muddy waters of your storms. Storms that threaten to cause you to forget whose you are. Somehow, it's all gotten twisted. We are apparently using the wrong vision, making wrong decisions as we perceive our storms. Those storms with how, those storms with howling winds that we see as storms threatening us with destruction are actually, blessedly, the winds of change. Coming in, flushing out the mess spoken into our existence. Storms we lowered our guards for and allowed, with little resistance, to be crammed down our throats. Throats that should be shouting, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, for those winds of change that are blowing out and cleaning out and preparing us. The blood of Christ defends, defeats, and compels misfortunes, stinking thinking and imps of Satan, and even Satan himself, to get thee behind. The blood of Christ is the most powerful weapon God's made available to mankind. Winds, storms, and defeat itself can only defeat us when we allow the ungodly to rent space in our minds. Minds are a most fertile ground and is where we lose most battles because we forget the source of our salvation. We forget the power we wield. We forget our Father's created and commands the wind, as can each of us in Jesus' mighty name. Those winds, when we look through our child of the Most High eyes, we see them blessedly as winds of change. Opportunities for prayer and victory, not with us wallowing in defeat, loss, and misery. Each one of us has victory all over our storms, right in the palms of our hands. Tell your storms to cease and be still. Remember, calling upon the name of Jesus when you certainly can. Only when you remember you are a victorious child of the omnipotent, great I Am. Poem.
What is this? What is this? Father. Father. What is this?
What is this?
This undeniable feeling that
this undeniable feeling
that I see.
Expression that I see.
Everybody around me tells me. You're bright. You're for the future.
You're bright. See. You're for the future. We see.
What I try to tell them is it's not me.
What I try to tell them is it's not me.
Giving. That's within me.
That's within me.
See, the thing is. I always say that the spirit has no reason. To argue. What makes the difference in an opinion?
What makes the difference in
our conversations go on?
When our conversations
even farther. See, past 2 minutes, I sit there.
See,
and I
past
wonder,
2 minutes,
what is really the point?
What is really the point?
Are you trying to win?
Are you trying to win?
Satisfy.
Satisfy.
Dispute.
Dispute.
Or a point.
Or a point.
Put somebody on another level.
Put somebody on another
they
level.
Feel like they recognize the authority that's within themselves. Or is it a narcissist game where they turn around and say? Lift them up high,
lift them
be
up
little
high,
when it's our belt.
Be little when it's our belt.
What is this?
Man.
What is this?
What is
looking
this?
And we're looking. I try to separate myself.
But there's so many of me that we cannot seem.
Why the world does not agree when it comes to the definition of the enemy. I feel like I am battling within myself. Something that I recognize this in everybody else. There's times where it sounds like I'm rambling, but
it
really
like
at the end of the day when you push the play,
and it starts
sounding.
And it starts
words
down
in your head,
like words
it goes
around,
and around,
and then we fall.
You sit back and relax. Listen to nothing but the stones. Echoing the reverb.
The vibration.
We call this the truth.
Within.
Just for the simple fact that it don't
just
argue
for the simple
with
fact that it don't argue with
it. So I ask again. What is this? I call it energy. See the thing about this.
Kinda like music.
Once you find a good vibe, it's hard for it to
die.
But then again, energy never dies.
It does what bread
does and
just
turns
rye.
What's one man's trash is another
man's
sight. Sight for riches for good.
To rye.
What is this, Father?
All I want is
to win at the end of the day.
Be on your side.
Peace.
Amen. Wow. And that was off the dome too, wasn't it, Alonzo?
If you don't know, you know now.
See what I mean, Gina? The brother got skills. And just stop underestimating you and allowing God to use you, because he got plans for you, my brother.
He got plans for us all, brother. That's why we here. North, east, south, and west. I'm trying to tell you, I want to say three wise men. And there's a rebirth that's about to happen. We're just doing our job right now.
Amen. That was awesome.
Following the stuff.
Yes, that was awesome. I'm going to play one song, and then we're going to get out of here. But before that, I think I need to pray one more time. Heavenly Father,
Before you start the prayer, I'd like you to include myself and my moms. Everybody knows that the moms are my mother, Barbara, and her sister, Myra. I call them the moms because they help raise me. And I'm living with them right now temporarily, but they're my mother. So if you could just pray over my house, I'd appreciate you.
Absolutely. Let us all draw before the throne. Heavenly Father, we come to you humbly and yet boldly because we stand upon your name. We come to your throne of glory, thanking you and praising your name, Lord, for all that you have done in our lives, all that you are doing, and all that you will continue to do. And we trust that you will continue to hold us up, to guide us, to love us and protect us, because your word says so. Father God, we would like to hold up the moms. Father God, you gave man no greater gift than when you gave us mothers. The love, the unconditional love that mirrors your son's love for us, that you gave us in a mother, Father God. We ask that you would just bind the hands of the enemy of any attempts that he may have to thwart their lives, Father God, to thwart their walk with you. Give them the power, the strength, and the love that's needed to continue marching as a shining example of what the joy and honor of motherhood is, Father God. Hold them, Lord. Touch them, Lord. Keep them well. Father God, for Gina, you know the myriad of things that she fights every day, the pain that she fights through and still praises your name, Father God. Hold her, succor her, Lord. Give her peace in the midst of her storms, Father God. For all of the rest of the poets that are here, that tried to get here and that could not be here for whatever reasons, Father God, just place your loving arms around them, Father God, and hold them, draw them nigh. Wake up this country, this world, Lord, this nation, to the need that it is to reconcile themselves to you. the end times that you've told us about are very close, Father God. Those of your children know this. Raise up those warriors that are not afraid to stand in the midst of the Times Square and tell them that the Lord is real. Raise up your warriors, Father God, that your will be done. Use this platform as you will, Father God, to continue to spread your word and to exercise and sharpen our gift from you, our love from you, Father. And we'll be sure to give you all the praise, all the honor, all the glory that's due your most magnificent name. And it's in the precious, matchless name of Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen.
A lot of us in this house tonight, we're on the Father's will right now. And it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good. But we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in his hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just touch somebody, look them in the face, and tell them I'm in his hands.
Bye.